Here we go, back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. As a reminder, to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. And happy 2016, the college basketball season. It is in full swing. And how about the KU, the Jayhawks, and the Sooners on Monday night? It was one of the best games I've certainly seen in a while. And lived up to the hype. So it's time to hit the hardwood. We're going to visit with the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp. He is a contributor with Slam Magazine, also a contributor right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. That is the great Lee Klein, first time on the show in the new year. Happy New Year and blessings to you, Lee.
To you and the listeners as well, Alyssa. And boy, conference play is here, and it's here in a big way. And that's the best thing when we get to January in college hoops.
Oh, it's a fun time of year. I mean, what a great way to kick off the new year with the Jayhawks and the Sooners. You talk about a nice throwback to what, 88 in that championship game in the Big Eight days. Did you know it was going to be an instant classic when these two started hooping up, number one and number two?
I didn't know it would be a triple overtime classic. I remember, of course, the Billy Tubbs era in 88.
Oh, yeah.
And Danny Manning and the Miracles.
Stacey
I remember
King.
That.
Yeah.
Really well. So this was so much fun. And again, you know, as much as things change, the story stays the same. This conference begins and ends with the Kansas Jayhawks. And they find a way. Oklahoma with 2 seconds, tie game at the foul line, Kadeem Latin, and clank. And there went the opportunity. Kansas prevailed despite an incredible performance by Buddy Hield, who really showed why he's the front runner for the National Player of the Year.
Buddy Hield was incredible, but do you think this game was ultimately won by the Jayhawks' defensive effort?
I think that it was incredible how they contested. Oklahoma shot 36% from the field. They had a lot better success from three, surprisingly, but Kansas did an incredible job extending the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And really diversifying their offensive attack. I mean, Perry Ellis was money to begin this game. And then maybe, you know, when they needed him early, Perry Ellis was there. And then later on, you saw Wayne Selden finally get going and Devontae Graham and the perimeter, producing. So you got, four guys scoring compared to, before where you didn't have that same sort of diversified attack by Kansas.
Okay, so we talk about the Jayhawks and the Sooners and what we've got the calendar marked for the month of February because only 5 weeks away from a rematch. Are you going to head to the Lloyd Noble Center in Norman, Oklahoma and show up for this one?
I don't go back to Norman post my Texas days, but that'll be fun. And don't forget here, Iowa State is also a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State is going to be in this mix, and don't forget about them. They've got that trio of stars there with the big guy, Jameel McKay, and another first-team All-American candidate in George Niang, and a great point guard, Amonte Morris.
Well, Fred Hoiberg did a great job setting up that program, didn't he?
He did, but they haven't missed a beat. And, they lost Naz Long for the season,
mm-hmm.
but guys step up. Abdel Nader, now a senior, stepped up. They're getting contributions, and this is a dangerous team.
Dangerous team. Speaking of expectations, KU always high in terms of in the preseason rankings and the projections. But talk to me about my Oklahoma Sooners. I mean, did you think Lon Kruger that he would have this team, as high as they are?
This is a really good team. I mean, it started by getting, when you get Buddy Hield to come back to college and be a senior, that's where it starts. Him, Isaiah Cousins, who did not have a great game against Kansas. Having those two seniors anchor your backcourt, and Jordan Wooder really has had a good year. You saw flashes of how well he did against Kansas. But the backcourt there for the Sooners is as good as anyone in the country. And then Ryan Spangler really presents a matchup problem, is a real face-up poor guy that, he'll rebound. he might hit you with an elbow. He'll do a lot of different things. Kadeem Ladin also helping out in the front court. But, you know, ultimately this backcourt is what makes this team so special. And if they can get a freshman like a Dante Buford to come along, if they could get what you always want is a wing. You know, you got great backcourt, you got some front court scoring, you could start to get some real, you know, slashing ability from the wings. And if they get, you know, a Dante Buford as a freshman to start to come along, then you're talking about a team that really can challenge for a national championship.
How does this Oklahoma team, 2015-2016 team, compare to some of the great teams that have been a part at the University of Oklahoma? We think back to Mookie Blaylock and Stacey King in 88.
I think it's, front court-wise, they're not quite what that team, what that team was. 89 as well was mm-hmm. really, the Billy Tubbs and how he had the Sooners running during that in the old Big Eight time frame. Those teams maybe were a little deeper in the front court, but nowhere close to what this back court is from a scoring potential. I mean, Mookie Blaylock was a one man defensive full court press. He was incredible as far as a two way player from the guard, but you've got three stud guards on this team. So I think backcourt-wise, this team's stronger. Frontcourt-wise, I'd roll with that group in the late 80s.
Few more minutes with Lee Klein tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is the CEO of Five Star Camp, contributor with Slam Magazine and Basketball Times, also joins us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And I think one of the things that's been so intriguing about college basketball for a number of reasons, I mean, it's wide open. Anything can happen. And that pretty much has been what the prevailing theme in 2015-2016, just the amount of parity with so many teams.
No question. I think that we're going to have a real exciting rush to the Final Four because there's no dominant team. You have no undefeated Kentucky this year to root against. You have a lot of good teams. I don't know if we have a great team yet. You've seen Kansas probably, Kansas and North Carolina, mm-hmm. probably the two elite teams right now, but have shown vulnerability. You've seen Carolina lose to Texas. You've seen Oklahoma take Kansas to the wire. You saw Kansas lose earlier in the year. You have, I think, a group of good teams and no great team yet, and we're waiting. This is when good teams become great. It happens on the road in conference play. When teams come together and figure out, you get another guy with confidence that now takes a team and they get on a roll.
Okay, well, the Big 12 Conference, you got to say, the Big 12 Conference is certainly dominated. KU at Oklahoma, mark it down, February 13th. And we've got the Final Four right here in Houston, Texas. I look forward to meeting you. Give me a quick hit. We're running out of time. Who's in your Final Four, the Lee Klein Final Four?
I will go with Kansas, North Carolina, Virginia, and...
Come on, Oklahoma.
And I'll go with Xavier right now as a dark horse.
Okay, that'll be your dark horse. All right, Lee, we look forward to continuing this conversation. The great Lee Klein, CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp, has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. He's back in 2016. Thank you so much, Lee. Have a great weekend, all right?
Oh, you as well.
That, of course, was Lee Klein, CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp and contributor with Slam Magazine and Basketball Times. Always fun hooping it up and talking some college basketball. And it's always a true pleasure with all of our amazing guests that join us each and every week. Time to say thank you to Joe George with YSR, of course, the co-host on Nothing But Net on Thursday nights with Troy Hudson. And Greg Tyler, the Houston Texans chaplain. Jesse Harper, CEO of iOne Biometrics. Roland Lazenby, sports writer and author of Michael Jordan, The Life. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports. Hey, stay tuned. Matt Perrault coming up next with Game Night, 10-1 Eastern. You stay close.